automatons, electrons, and atoms. While the space charge of universal force is homogeneous and undifferentiated, the organization of evolved energy into matter entails the concentration of energy into discrete masses of definite dimensions and established weight-precise gravity reaction. Local or linear gravity becomes fully operative with the appearance of the atomic organization of matter. Pre-atomic matter becomes slightly gravity responsive when activated by X-ray and other similar energies, but no measurable linear gravity pull is exerted on free, unattached, and uncharged electronic energy particles or on unassociated automatons. Automatons function by mutual attraction, responding only to the circular paradise gravity pull. Without linear gravity response, they are thus held in the universal space drift. Automatons are capable of accelerating revolutionary velocity to the point of partial anti-gravity behavior, but they cannot, independent of force organizers or power directors, attain the critical escape velocity of deindividuation, return to the puissant energy stage. In nature, automatons escape the status of physical existence only when participating in the terminal disruption of a cooled-off and dying sun. The automatons, unknown on Urantia, slow down through many phases of physical activity before they attain the revolutionary energy prerequisites to electronic organization. Automatons have three varieties of motion: mutual resistance to cosmic force, individual revolutions of anti-gravity potential, and the intra-electronic positions of the 100 mutually inter-associated automatons. Mutual attraction holds 100 automatons together in the constitution of the electron, and there are never more nor less than 100 automatons in a typical electron. The loss of one or more automatons destroys typical electronic identity, thus bringing into existence one of the 10 modified forms of the electron. Automatons do not describe orbits or whirl about in circuits within the electrons, but they do spread or cluster in accordance with their axial revolutionary velocities, thus determining the differential electronic dimensions. This same automatonic velocity of axial revolution also determines the negative or positive reactions of the several types of electronic units. The entire segregation and grouping of electronic matter, together with the electric differentiation of negative and positive bodies of energy matter, result from these various functions of the component automatonic interassociation. Each atom is a trifle over 1/100,000,000th of an inch in diameter, while an electron weighs a little more than 1/2,000,000th of the smallest atom, hydrogen. The positive proton, characteristic of the atomic nucleus, while it may be no larger than a negative electron, weighs almost 2,000 times more. If the mass of matter should be magnified until that of an electron equaled 1/10 of an ounce, then were size to be proportionately magnified, the volume of such an electron would become as large as that of the Earth. If the volume of a proton 1,800 times as heavy as an electron should be magnified to the size of the head of a pin, then, in comparison, a pin's head would attain a diameter equal to that of the Earth's orbit around the Sun.